When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your opening day edition for the 2022 fantasy baseball season. We are back at it yet again, Monday through Thursday, breaking it all down for you, coming a day early as opening day is not till Thursday, April 7th, but we have the slate out on DraftKings, seven-game slate. Don't even have all the game totals. We have none of the game totals yet. Looking at DK Sportsbook, we have some of the spreads as the Royals are the Cleveland Guardians are minus 120 favorites over at the Royals. The Twins are minus 115 at home against the Mariners. We got the Cardinals minus 210 against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Braves minus 200 against the Cincinnati Reds. Angels minus 120 against the Astros. And the Padres minus 155 at the Arizona Diamondbacks. So we have that going for us on Thursday, seven-game slate. If you're playing FanDuel, you got a nine-game slate. You got Yankees, Red Sox early on, and you also got the Cubs, Brewers as well, which could make some fun. Like the Yankees, Red Sox game, I'm just kind of ignoring overall. It's Pavetta versus Cole, but on the Cubs game, you got Hendricks versus Burns. Burns very much comes in play, but if you want to be a bit, I would say, is you could look at playing some Cubs bats to be a little different for you to make things fun as well. I'm going to pull up the weather as we have some interesting weather that's taking place this week. There's no sugarcoating that one as we look around the diamond just for opening day. We've experienced this in many April starts as you get the fun filled, you know, cold weather. If you're looking at opening day across the major league, there's chances of delays at least are possible in New York for the Yankees game, but Washington, Chicago, Minneapolis, it's going to be cold and breezy in St. Louis, Kansas City, and Atlanta. So not the best hitting weather potentially in those games, but also chances of delays, like I said, for this main slate in Washington and Minneapolis. So keep track of those. So about five of your seven games have potential weather concerns as well. Pricing's a mess. You're going to have a ton of cheap players. A lot of these prospects that called up that everyone's looking forward to seeing, super, super cheap on this slate. Some pitching is just disastrous cheap-wise. So you're going to have to kind of pick your poisons there as well. And let's get into it. We don't have any totals yet, so we're going to talk pitching right out the gate here. And this keeps changing because Scherzer was up there. Now Scherzer's not up there. So keep in mind, now Tyler Miguel is on the slate. So that makes things interesting. But Yu Darvish is the most expensive pitcher at $9,500 at the Arizona Diamondbacks. Now, I want to bring up Darvish because even with all the issues Darvish had last year with the long ball in the second half, no sticky stuff, whatever, still striking out almost 29% of the batters he faced. He was being very, very efficient on the mound in that regard. The walks were up, the power was up, that was a given, but he was still striking guys out. And if you guys remember enough of DFS, especially on DraftKings, strikeouts get you the points. In this early going here, a lot of these pitchers aren't going very long. You're hoping for five innings, maybe six if you're lucky. Darvish has the ability to go five. He went 4 1/3 or 4 2/3 in his final ramp-up start last week, I think it was last Friday. So he could get us five plus in this outing. You got an Arizona Diamondbacks team that's dreadful. You can afford to pay up for Darvish if you want because of the cheap hitters and the other cheap pitchers, or you can just punt pitching because there's a lot of that as well. But Yu Darvish, if you are going to pay up, I don't think a lot of people will just because of the other options out there. It can make things very intriguing with Darvish at 95. So I want to bring Darvish up. If you want to pay for him, sure, there's risk, but you're facing a Diamondbacks team that's not very good. So Darvish at 95 is intriguing. Shane Bieber should be popular at $8,300 at the Kansas City Royals. The only caveat I'll have is, A, I'm going to stack against him potentially in a lineup, or at least have some Kansas City exposure. Bieber looks healthy. The velocity's back. That's great. He's not going deep into games. He just hasn't this spring. They're babying him back. That's my biggest concern. Like, I'd rather pay $1,200 more for you, Darvish, for the chance to get me a win than Shane Bieber. Now, maybe Bieber runs pure, gets you five innings, strikes out seven, gets the dub. Very possible. But the other thing is once Bieber's out, you got this Cleveland bullpen that ain't good at all. So you got to think about that when you're planning things out. Like, if you listen to beat reporters, maybe we're going to start hearing about some long men that are going to come in. They might be intriguing options. We don't know who they are yet. But Bieber at $8,300 would be very popular. I won't have much Shane Bieber. Tyler McGill does interest me now because Scherzer was well over 10K, highest priced guy, would have kind of been in play if he was healthy. He had a bullpen session on Tuesday, must not have gone good enough to start on Thursday. So now you're getting Tyler McGill. There's rumors of potential rain in Washington for a delay. Doesn't look like a postponement, but a delay as of now. But McGill's got massive strikeout stuff. You got this Washington team. Sure, they got Soto. You got Bell. You got Cruz. There are some Ruiz. You got some bats in that lineup. But McGill got some big strikeout stuff. Gives up a lot of long balls last year. That was his problem. If he can harness that a bit, he can be very intriguing at $7,600. One of the more popular plays on this slate. He's not going to be the most popular. We'll get to him shortly. But Adam Wainwright at $7,500. We saw what Waino did last year. Very efficient. A lot of pitch to contact. Still can get you strikeouts. Get you close to 1K per nine, a little less than that, but we saw starts where he ran pure, and the Pirates will help you run pure. That's just how it's going to go. So a guy like Waino can maybe get you five or six if he's super efficient. He's $7,500. Definitely an angle you can go to against a Pirates team that's not going to be good this year. We mentioned how the St. Louis Cardinals are the heaviest favorites on this slate, minus 210. If you're a cash game player, those are kind of the things you look for. He's affordable, heavy favorite. Beautiful recipe for Waino at $7,500. That's where McGill is a good tournament pivot for $100 more. Why most people flock to Wainwright, get some McGill, see what the Pittsburgh lineup looks like. Maybe you get some, Brian Hayes is supposed to be back. That's the reports on Tuesday. You know, some Brian Reynolds. Maybe you get kind of goofy with it. We'll see. But Waino's in play at $7,500, especially in cash. When you get a little cheaper, Joe Ryan's interesting. I'll pass just because I don't think he's going to go long enough. They pretty much already said the Twins pitchers are going to go about 60 pitches their first time or two through the rotation. That's going to be tricky to get you the dub. Shohei Ohtani at 7K is going to be very intriguing. I don't know how long he goes either, though. That's kind of a problem with Shohei, but 7K for that strikeout upside, it is Houston, who's a very, very good offense. So it could be a good tournament play with Shohei. I'll pass. The pitcher everyone's going to use is Robert Ray. The reigning AL Cy Young Award winner, Robert Ray, is $6,300. Now, on FanDuel, he's almost 10K. That's very appropriate. But on DK at $6,300 at home or on the road against Minnesota, a Minnesota team that doesn't have Nelson Cruz, doesn't have Josh Donaldson. They have Buxton. That's good. Got Jorge Polanco. Got Gary Sanchez. Strike him out. Get him good. There's a lot to like for Robbie Ray. Rays look filthy this spring. Strikeouts through the roof. He's pitching, you know, 4 to 5 innings a start. He should be able to rock and roll. So you just play Robbie Ray. If you're going to make a bunch of lineups, make a twin stack. That's fine. If Robbie Ray falters, it's great. Robbie Ray is going to be a massive chalk. And to me, he's going to be very good chalk because he's one of the few pitchers on the slate I can see throwing 5 to 6 innings really realistically. I can see him getting a ton of strikeouts. I can see him getting a W. Like, these are all things I can see with Robbie Ray compared to most other pitchers on the slate where there's tons of question marks. Ray really, really checks the boxes of a guy that can get this done for you. So Robbie Ray at 63 is outstanding and has a massive misprice by DK. Bumgarner and Greinke are 59 and 57. I don't think you need to go that cheap. I could see going with Bumgarner as velo's up a bit if you want to go against a San Diego offense that's really not going to be that good. You could look at some bum in that one if you want, but I don't think you need to. So my main targets on this slate, Darvish at 95, McGill at 76, Waino at 75, Robbie Ray at 63, and if you need Bumgarner at 59, you can go there. But Robbie Ray paired up with Darvish seems like a fun, fun way to start my season. If I'm making one lineup, seems like a really fun way to start my season. All right, let's go around the diamond here at the catcher's position for your bats. Again, we don't have any totals. We're just speculating, but a lot of this stuff is like, again, I like Kansas City bats. I know Bieber's good. Maybe he goes 4 innings. That's a lot of Cleveland bullpen. A lot of Cleveland bullpen. So you got Salvi Perez at 51. If you want to pay up, you can. You can pay up for big bats in this slate because, again, tons of value we will talk about throughout this slate. I don't think I'm going to be all in on Salvi, but he's usually worth every penny. I can see that. I like Tyler Molly this season, but I will have some Atlanta bats on this slate. If you want to hope Molly keeps the ball in the ballpark, he could be a sneaky GPP play because Atlanta will be extremely popular on the slate. Atlanta will be very popular. They're expensive. So Molly could be another pitcher if you want to be a little different. I didn't mention him, but he could be another guy like in the Tyler McGill vein that could be a nice contrarian play. Molly's $7,700, Tyler McGill 76. If you want to play one of those two guys, you could definitely go there as a tournament play with Molly or McGill. Both guys, massive home run problems. Molly's had some walk issues in the past, but Molly and McGill both have massive strikeout stuff. McGill's got the better matchup, but Molly's probably got the higher ceiling because he's got better strikeout stuff, and we've seen him get the job done. So keep those in mind. But back to the catcher's position. If you are going at it, Kiber Ruiz is 36. If you're going against McGill, don't mind that. He went deep on Tuesday, one of his final spring games. So keep him in mind. Tyler Stevenson against Max Fried, $3,300. I love Max Fried. I'm not paying that price on this slate at the question about how deep he goes. Plus, the Cincinnati offense is pretty good, especially against left-handed pitching. Tyler Stevenson at 33 is a nice contrarian play because I don't think many will look to attack Fried, and that can be a definite angle to go in this one. If you're not using Bumgarner, Austin Nola is 31. Little and Jorge Alfaro at 3K, two options there against Bumgarner. If they're in the San Diego lineups, could be one, a couple to take a peek at. And then if you're going cheaper, just check the lineups because some of these guys will pop up, but nothing stands out immediately on this slate, but you might get a value or two at the catchers. But again, there's value everywhere else, so you don't have to punt catchers like we do a lot of the time throughout the season. First base, you got Matt Olson at 57 is outstanding. If you aren't using Tyler Molle, you got Olson in his first game in Atlanta in that ballpark against a pitcher that will give up the long ball. If he's one of the better pay-up spots. The Cardinals will be the chalk. Waino's the chalk because of the Pittsburgh bats. Cardinals bats will be the chalk because they're facing JT Brubaker. Goldschmidt at 53 is outstanding. $5,300 is great. Like St. Louis is a phenomenal stack. It's going to be chalkier than chalk, so I'm not going to have a ton of it. But Goldie at 53, I can cash. I can see being very, very palatable. Some cheaper options as you go down. Patrick Corbin, I'm a big fan of on the season. Not sure where he's at just yet. So big meat Pete the Polar Bear at $4,800 against the lefty Corbin, who had one of his worst career home run to fly ball percentages last year. Like drastically bad. Like really got a big bump compared to other seasons. So that could be a good spot there for big meat Pete at 48. Josh Bell against McGill at 46 if you want to go that route. Don't mind it at all. Going to the 4K and below range now. You got the likes of Luke Voit versus Mad Bum at 35 is a nice angle if you are fading Mad Bum because Voit does mash left-handed pitching. So that is definitely one to get to. Albert Pujols is supposed to DH for St. Louis on opening day. He's $3,300 versus Brubaker. And then if you are fading Darvish, say you think Darvish is still giving up the long ball or giving up loud contact. The San Diego bullpen's very good. That is one thing I'll mention. Like I mentioned, like Cleveland not being great. San Diego bullpen's deep and good. So that's a little sketchier, but Christian Walker is crushing it this spring. The hard contact is back. Things are looking good. He's only $2,600. Again, there's other savings I'd probably like more on this slate, but Christian Walker at 26 is in play for you if you need it. But I think you can probably stick with like the Pujols punt at 33 if you need it. Voit at 35. Those are two good values. If you don't want to pay up for the Bells, the Pete Alonzos, the Goldies, the Olsons on the slate at first base. Second base position now. Not paying 58 for Tommy Edman, who he's been eighth in that lineup. Not a chance, but Ozzy Albies at 56 is interesting. I like that. Jonathan India at 48. If you are attacking Max Fried, Cincinnati could be a good stack. It's a good ballpark to hit in. Max Fried, I love. He limits the hard contact, but gives up a lot of fly balls. If it's off a little bit, you can have some fun. The Atlanta bullpen's still good too, though, so keep that in mind, but definitely an angle for sure. You got Whit Merrifield at 46. He's always a cash game play. You got Bieber in that bullpen. You can exploit that if you need to. But some second base is tough. I'll be honest. When I looked at this the first time, Jeff McNeil could lead off. Keep him in mind, but I'm not in love with it. But 3K, Cesar Hernandez hitting at the top of the Washington lineup at $2,900 is a really good cash game play because where he's hitting and just a general just good value at $2,600. Nick Senzel could crack the Cincinnati lineup. He's $2,300. So he's someone else to keep in mind if you're looking that way. And then other than that, I would look at lineups. Second base is a little trickier on this slate if you're not liking one of the main dogs up top, and Albies or India or even Altuve versus Otani if you really want to. Third base, tons of options. Arenado at 59 is phenomenal. But I love J-Ram at 56. Granky, soft tosser, gives up a lot of contact. Casey's bullpen's not bad, but J-Ram at 56 is one of my favorite pay-up spots on this slate. I like that one a ton. Some cheaper options, though. Machado versus Bumgarner. Machado loves facing Madison Bumgarner. Loves facing Bumgarner at $4,800, so keep him in mind. Some other ones as you slide on down below 4K now. You got the likes of Gio Urshela at 34, probably not going there, but he's a value if you need it. I'm not going to completely dispose it on this slate. But again, not a ton until you get to this one. The chalk of the chalk. There's a bunch of these, but I mentioned prospects getting their chance on this slate. Bobby Witt Jr. is third base eligible on DraftKings. I believe he's shortstop on FanDuel. He's, I believe, $2,400 on FanDuel, which is cheap. He's $2,300 on DraftKings. So Bobby Witt Jr. going up against Bieber in that bullpen is one to look at. Another one, third base shortstop eligible. Again, Brian Hayes is supposed to be back, but Diego Castillo is third base shortstop eligible for Pittsburgh. $2,100, crushing it this spring. He made the club, might find some playing time. So if he cracks the lamp, he's 21 as well against Wainwright. A lot of pitch to contact. So you can look at that. You got Castillo at 21, Witt at 23, two great values. Cabrian Hayes is at 39. That's a good value if he does start, which he's supposed to. So keep him in mind as well. Heading to the shortstop position, you got Carlos Correa, 5K, probably going to pass on that. I think Frankie Lindor at 46, watching him really get things back going this spring, going up against Corbin. That could be a fun one, like a Lindor with some Starling Marte and Big Meat Pete. That kind of stuff could be fun. Not breaking the bank, but still not super cheap. You can get value elsewhere, like we said. So Frankie Lindor at 46 is in play for sure. Med Rosario, if you are going to attack Granky, if Rosario's at the top of the order, he's outfield shortstop, he's 42. Someone to keep in mind. Paul DeJong is a nice contrarian piece of St. Louis. Again, St. Louis will be popular. Your goalies, your Arenados, and O'Neills and company. DeJong is only $3,900, swinging a hot stick, at least a powerful stick. Not so hot's a loose term because his average is always going to be bad, but lots of power in that St. Louis lineup at $3,900 could be something to take a gander at. And then when you go down cheaper, you're going to find a few here. As we scroll, because I saw some of these earlier. Jeremy Pena, it is Shohei Ohtani, but Pena will be starting, batting eighth most likely for Houston. He's only $2,300. Tyler Wade of the Angels, he's third base shortstop eligible. He's $2,200. Lots of speed with Tyler Wade, so he's a guy that can do some damage for you as well. And then we mentioned Diego Castillo at 31. So more value at third base and shortstop, as we mentioned on this slate. And we got some outfield value for you as well. You got Mike Trout versus Valdez at $6,200. Not going to tell you not to play Mike Trout. That's always good. But Tyler O'Neill at 56 is strong. Buxton's a good contrarian play with Robert Ray being so popular because he's so cheap on DK. Buxton's at 54. You got like Sano at 4K. You got some power bats. If you want to do a small twin stack, it's not the end of the world, and it makes a little sense. You got Starling Marte at 51. If he's in the lineup, he's a good to go. But it's kind of funny how there's six guys more expensive than Juan Soto at 5K, given Washington was priced with Max Scherzer in mind. I get it. But still, Soto at 5K versus McGill is a phenomenal price point. Dylan Carlson will be leading off for St. Louis at 48. I don't think a lot of people pay $4,800 for Carlson. So again, he could be another kind of contrarian piece of St. Louis if he's leading off at $4,800. We mentioned Merrifield at 46 as an option for you. Franmil Reyes at 45 if you are going to that Cleveland stack with some J-Ram. Franmil is a good piece of that, of course. Brian Reynolds is 44 if you are attacking Wainwright. Don't mind that one at all. Jesse Winker, we love him versus right-handed pitching. He's facing Joe Ryan and then the Twins bullpen. So Winker at 43 is a nice value. He crushes right-handed pitching. Now they're going to go to the bullpen. He might get stuck with some lefties. That's possible. Very possible. But he's going to get at least one, maybe two at-bats for Joe Ryan at $4,300. Intriguing. Eddie Rosario at 42, Benintendi at 41, both fun plays. Nelson Cruz is only 4K versus Tyler McGill. So Washington, you could definitely put some stacking going on here. You got Cruz at 4K. You got Soto at 5K. You got Bell, who's in the mid-4Ks, not too shabby. Tommy Pham, again, if you're going Cincinnati to fade Freed, which is always interesting, Tommy Pham's only $3,700. So he's an angle for you for sure on this slate. Some other cheap options. Adam Frazier, I didn't mention him at second base. I should have. He's second base outfield eligible. likely leading off for Seattle. Again, I'm not like in love with him unless you're stacking Seattle or you're playing cash. He can fit the cash mold. He's leading off. He's only $3,500. I'd play him at second base over the outfield, but he's a with how bad I mentioned second base being, Frazier at 35, especially in cash, can fit the mold there a little better for you. Will Myers is $3,400. Will Myers is always a questionable play. He crushes Madison Bumgarner. Just throwing that out there. So if you're fading Mad Bum, Myers, Machado, those guys, Myers is 34, worth a look for you. Some other ones down here, Dalton Varsho is 32. He's catcher outfield eligible, but Tyler Naquin is 31. Lefty-lefty, so kind of be a little hesitant there if you need to, but keep him in mind if he does crack the lineup. That's a value. Ben Gamel is only $2,800 versus Wainwright. I like that one quite a bit for Pittsburgh, especially like with Gamel, Brian Hayes, Brian Reynolds, if you want like a cheap, small Pittsburgh stack versus Waino, because Waino should be popular, like I mentioned. Ben Gamel at 28 is a good piece of that. A few more. Yadiel Hernandez is 27. If you're going a big Washington stack, that's a good piece to mix with Soto and Cruz and Bell. And only 2,700, he should be batting fifth or sixth. So right behind that main core for you right there. So keep him in mind. But we got some fun ones coming up. Joe Adell is only $2,500 for Framber Valdez. I know Valdez is very good. Joe Adell at 25 is a great value. Just keep him in mind. It gets better, though, folks. I mentioned Nick Senzel earlier if you want to get freaky. But we got some more fun. We got to scroll, though. We got to scroll because DK wasn't planning ahead for this one. Julio Rodriguez of the Seattle Mariners against Joe Ryan is $2,100. Julio Rodriguez, one of the best prospects in all of baseball, is 21. So you can get Julio at 21 and Bobby Witt at 23. You can even sprinkle Joe Adell at 25 if you're feeling frisky. It's that bonkers of a price point in this scenario. And there's one other one I need to find for you. And I'm just going to cheat and go to this and find him. Stephen Kwan of Cleveland. He's an OBP guy, a little bit of pop, a little bit of speed. He's only $2,200. So you got value for days at this one. And that's what I mentioned. You got Kwan at 22, Julio at 21, Adell at 25, Diego Castillo at 21, Bobby Witt at 23. All very, very good players. I think Witt and Julio will be super chalky. And honestly, I like them a lot. So I think those are some strong plays. It kind of sucks that there's not a ton of pay-up pitchers. There will be for the Friday slate, that's for sure. But that kind of stinks. But it also means you can either leave money on the table or you can get some of the big stacks we talked about with the Mets, with the Braves. Even if you want to go Astros versus Otani, potentially, that could be interesting. But there's definitely some angles to go to in this one. So recapping your pitching real quick, I think Yu Darvish at 95 is worth the price of admission. Always dicey with you, but I think we're going to see a lot better Yu Darvish here, especially to start the season against the Arizona Diamondbacks team. So Darvish at 95. Molly and McGill at 77 and 76, good tournament plays, good pivots off the popular plays. And their matchup, Molly with a higher ceiling, McGill better matchup. Wainwright at 75, safe play, cash game play, very popular play because they're the heavy, heavy favorites on this slate. And then Robbie Ray is going to be the chalk of the chalk. He's the chalk I'm eating. I'm eating that chalk. Like if I make three lineups, I'll probably have two Robbie Ray lineups, just the way it's going to go. I like him a lot at 6,300. Then Mad Bum at 59 is a good value if you need it, just to be a little different. Now, if you're stacking things up, I like a Cleveland-Kansas City game stack. I think Kansas City is the contrarian one because people will play Bieber. So Kansas City is a good contrarian one. I'll take Kansas City and my chances versus that Cleveland bullpen. And then I just think Greinke's washed. So a Cleveland-Kansas City stack sounds great. Last year we started with a Kansas City stack against Texas, I think. It was Keller versus Gibson. Worked out pretty well. Let's hope this one carries the torch. If you want to go San Diego versus Mad Bum, you can. Not one of my favorites. I think the Mets are intriguing versus Corbin. Seattle's very much intriguing versus Minnesota, especially some of the values you can get there. Pittsburgh and St. Louis is another game stack worth looking at. And I think especially the Pittsburgh side, because everyone's going to be on Waino. St. Louis is going to be very popular. That's why I mentioned Carlson, DeJong, contrarian plays there if you need to go there. Other than that, I'm good. Cincinnati be a contrarian stack as well against Hotlanta. Atlanta will be a popular stack. St. Louis will be a popular stack. Those will be two big ones for you. And then that Cleveland-Kansas City could be interesting as well. But for me, I want a Cleveland-Kansas City game stack. I want some Pittsburgh-St. Louis exposure. And then I like the idea of the Mets and the Nationals potentially. and then some of that Atlanta action with Cincinnati. So lots to go, lots of lineups to watch, lots of more news. It's only Tuesday night. We have all of Wednesday before Thursday's game start. Again, they start at 4:05 p.m. Eastern time, 7-game DK slate. The 9-game FanDuel slate starts at 1:05 p.m. Eastern time, so make sure you check all that out. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDIntric. I am in the Fantasy Degens Discord. It's free. Come join us over there. Also, if you can go to MLB DFS Quick Hits on iTunes, give it a rate and review. Would appreciate it. And go to the Fantasy Degens YouTube channel. Get it all subscribed. Thumbs up. That would help out a ton as well. And if you like season-long fantasy baseball, Bench with Bubba coming at you multiple times a week. Tuesdays, Bubba and the Bat Flip. Just recorded that before this. Recapping the week one fab. Sometimes I'll have a guest on Wednesdays. And then on Thursdays, Bubba and the Bloom, which is awesome with Ryan Bloomfield. So come check out all that fun stuff. I got you covered for the baseball season. Written content, rotoballer.com, Fantrax HQ, and Fantasy Pros. Tons going on. Tons going on. So hope you guys are ready for the baseball season. It's going to be a fun one. Again, if you got questions, on Twitter, at BDIntric, Fantasy Degens Discord, free. Come hit me up. I'll get you in there. But good luck, everybody. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your opening day edition.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.